Gemara has all of the Gemara about Velos. And Gemara explains that not only does one who loses is a relative have to observe Avelos, one who is a Nidra, or one who is a Mitzvah, must also observe partially one Avelos. Who is he observing Avelos for? So the Mitzvah is partially committed, but he is observing Avelos for himself. And the Nidra is also. Nidra is, Gemara says Shamta. Shamta and Nidra, Shamta is a combination of two words, Sham Nisa. The Gemara says when a person puts a person in the Torah, Shanta or Nidra, so it's considered, that is equivalent to a curse that the person should die. And they consider that person as a god of Tuma. And when he dies, the thing is that the person says, no, that the relatives don't observe other relatives to him. Just like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that one of the Harugi Berdi, when Harugi Berdi my kid, so the relatives don't observe other relatives. The same applies over here, when a person is made in Iguya, he attributes his death to the curse that the Bezin put upon him, and they consider him one of the Harugi Bezin. He didn't get a formal lease of Tima Sirk or Herod or Hamid. He had an informal lease of death. He gave him a clola. He died not with a clola. He attributes his death to the curse that they put upon him. Possibly, $6. I don't know what he's done. The person is given as my dinner meal. And then somebody goes and says, stop him. And here the Mishnah is seen based on the model that the floor that the person gives the maneuver consumers know if they got it to him. That's why he observes Avelos for himself. The maneuver has to observe Avelos for himself.
Is the exact
question, do you know what he's called? And the Torah Hashem Kinei. Yeah. Kinei. Kinei. And the Torah. The Torah Hashem Kinei. Yeah. And the maneuver, the Gemara says, Shamta means Shamita. There is death there. That the whole idea of Shamta, Nidu, and Cherim is that Kalmach Mishnah, Makapamim, and Ayan is a Misa Oani. The person will either die or become poor, and the money is Koshet Kimei. Even the Chachamim did a Klova, Nidu, and Shamta is a Klova. So that's why I said, my dinner Misa and a curse that the guy should die. So that's why the Gemara puts all these things together, that the Mitzvah and the Menudu also have to preserve Koshet, give them a Vavela, they're an Avela for themselves. So the Gemara asks the Shaila, one who is Menudu, is he permitted to wear shoes or not? Is he allowed to wear shoes? So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have it before we should grant you that he's not permitted to wear shoes. Just like the oven is not, he's also permitted to have sandals. So through the Meluda, he's also permitted to have sandals. So the Gemara calls the Braita that says that one who is in Avelos is not permitted to wear shoes unless he's traveling on the road. Then the shop, when he's going on the highway, he's allowed to wear shoes. When he comes to the city, he has to pick up the shoes. And then it says, the writer concludes, and the same thing applies to a maneuver. It would appear as if this law applies to maneuver. Well, maybe that last one, and that's the Mishnah time. Maybe that last time, Mishnah time, doesn't go on this dinner wearing shoes. Maybe there were some other details mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. We can't really prove one way or the other whether the maneuver is permitted to wear shoes or not. So what's that law? It says, anybody the let Shiko. The Gemara doesn't even consider anything. Before they had a riot on the Mishnah Tainer, and then the Matzah the riot, maybe goes on the other demons that are mentioned there in the Mishnah Tainer. She ate him and knew that he respects the other demon. So what's the deal? Do you have any Bible like Shita? So the Rosh discusses, well, look, what is the stock? And you have any Bible like Shita? Do you go to Kula because the whole thing is on the Rabbana? Or maybe Nidu is the rice, maybe you go to Kula? That's how I deal with the person. What do you do when you have a Bible like Shita and Kula's Nidu? There is a machlokes where the Nidu is the right of the Rabbana. Where the focus means is wrong. The focus says the Nidu is only the Rabbana, and you will grow up following the Ramban, how the Nidu and Shamta and Torah are given the right. The Shining is. So the Kodim is found in his commentary on the bottom of the Rosh, and as you know, quotes the Makshim Ha'ilam, that the Zot Spek Takashi from the Pasuk at the end of Parashat Kisavar, that the Nisa were traveling in the Zohar, and the Gemara says they were Meludim Lashamayim, all the 40 years after the Chet Ha'Egel, Bnei Yisrael were Meludim Lashamayim. And it says in the Pasuk of Yisrael, and now for the Zot on the Alam Lechel, that the shoes that they were wearing on their feet did not get ruined. The other Pasuk says earlier in Zohar, in Rav L'Chalot Vatseka Zah Boim Shana, the feet did not get swollen up. So Rashi says, Rav L'Chalot Vatseka Kizah Yachal Chayachay. The feet did not get swollen up like the people who walked barefoot in the desert. So when the person says, what do you mean walk barefoot? He says they were wearing shoes. So when the person says, that's what it means. Rav L'Chalot Vatseka because they were wearing shoes. But they weren't helping Yachay. Rashi says, Rabbi Chalev was saying to the Baruch HaKiyachos, because they weren't HaKiyachos, they were wearing shoes, as he said in Parshas Kisavai, now for their vote on the Al Arachos. That was an S, but those shoes lasted for 40 years. You buy a pair of shoes, $550 is not going to last for 4 years, not going to last for 1 year. So that was an S, but it's the now for their vote on the Al Arachos. But I'll talk about it, they're talking about the Sound of Force, Maxim Ha'edom, the people who started with Al-Dodah, Mruzim La-Shamayim, they were still wearing shoes, so why doesn't Allah bring this Raya? Do you know? Oh, so then he answers that it's a club. Tasha, because they were by there, because they were traveling. Maybe whenever they stayed in the place, they took off the shoes. Maybe the person that speaks about the Yichas that they were wearing shoes means while they were traveling. But when they were staying still, they weren't wearing shoes. That's what he says. So from the Pasuk, he can't really tell. Maybe Barkas, this would be the issue for the spirit between the two scriptures. Like in one part of the drought, one part of the spirit, Rav Lechalei got saved for the Baruch HaYachet, sounds like the Roh HaYachet. And here it says that they were in Malchal of Otham Ma'arav Lecha. So maybe this is the issue of them. When they were traveling, they were wearing shoes. Like one who's in Avelis, or one who's in Luzem. When they were not traveling, when they were staying in their home, then they had to walk barefoot. And that's the finish of the other part that Rav Lechalei got saved. What kind of a din is this? It's a din, but it's a din. What do you mean? The Mishnah Tanya says a din that one is in Avelos is not permitted to wear shoes. Unless he has to travel on the road, then he's allowed to wear shoes. What kind of a heter is that?
They have other din of Avelos
and Tashmish. The Gemara is that Tashmish. The Gemara has an idea whether Meruza is looking for Tashmish Shamita now. Because in Avelos, she was forbidden to have Tashmish Shamita. What about a Meruza? The Gemara says Tashma, but they saw a Meruza in Rashamayim for 40 years and they had children. And we don't believe in immaculate conception, that's the wrong religion, so how do we have children to see that there is mutter? The Gemara says that maybe a menuga la shamayim is less common than a menuga la bezin. Maybe a nigri bezin is also the pasha shamita, menuga la shamayim is mutter the pasha shamita. The Gemara has a different kashis, the Gemara is not in the other direction, maybe menuga la shamayim is more common. The Gemara says they're not sure, the Gemara says tukin esapkule, whether menuga la shamayim is more common or less common than menuga la bezin. Right. So the Sabbath was asking Maksim Hoyle, why didn't the Gemara at least bring up the Raya? And maybe Mark said that Meruza La Shemayim shiny. And then he said, well, you can't tell. Maybe it's more common. Maybe that's not. They should have said the same thing as that and several other Ibayas. And they quote Sukkim from the Chumash regarding the Bnei Yisrael and the Midwa. So he says, no, the whole Kasha is a mistake. Because here they're a Halkid Rahman. A Halkid Rahman with them. So just want to know, what kind of a thing is it? A Halkid Rahman with the way she is. Is it crossing itself? So the marker of the explanation for the whole thing is, as you said, I just once said before, you gave the answer, I just once said before, there is a Mishnah from the second parent in Brachas. At the end of the second parent in Brachas, the Mishnah says that in Israel during Shiva, Rachman Ratan is forbidden to do Rechit. He's not allowed to bathe with God. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel lost his wife, and he would tell all the Jews that his wife died. So the night left to the funeral, he ready for the bath, ready for the shower. What kind of business is this? So the Talmidim asked him, however, not a ton of Rabbeinu, but Rabbi, you told us in the Shia that one is an Avelu Shiva is forbidden to take a shower. How come you're not observing the Lord of Shiva? So he says, he is observing. He says he's an Ispanet, he's a very, he has a sensitive skin, whatever, and he's not going to take a bath, he's going to be in agony, he's going to be in pain, so that's a special thing. That an Ispanet is committed to violate the Lord of Shiva. Why? What's the deal? So the Rishon Lo explains, based on our Gemara in the end of Yuma, and the same over here, that the only thing that's forbidden is Rechit Mishal Tainik. But if it's not Rechit Mishal Tainik, if the purpose of the Rechit is to remove the Tzar, the person is Tashir HaMishpaya. But if it's for the purpose of removing the Tzar, so then we say that the Tashir Rechit is never included in the Yisrael. So that's Mishpama, that's the Pshat, that whole Kedrochim also. That he's forbidden the person from wearing shoes, but it's by observing the law of Milas Hashem that he would be in agony. The guy's going to walk a couple of miles a day. He's going to walk a few hours a day. His feet are going to be burning in the desert sun. His sand is going to be burning up. Not in the desert, but everyone's going to have pain in his feet. But then, since he's in his fire, so there's no reason. That's how Pipash can come. So how do you explain that? I've been doing that thing. He's been filling in, not after the most matters for these times, not the cross matters. Cross matters is a better color than the The white is a committed to violence, is this? It's going to be out there. Why shouldn't we have to observe that even if it's the chemical? We don't have to do the same. So the past is in the Mishayim is the Ramban in the state of Parashat. Extends up the past is that there are three levels of Ramban, the Shiva, the Shlesham, and the Gutei Tzedek. So in Shiva, it really requires Nibul. That the Yovel should be Nehek Nibul Diasma. He should be dirty, and his clothes should be dirty, and he should not let wear any jewelry, not let wear any fancy, and so on. In Shlesham, there is no thing that he has to be Nehek Nibul at all. Exactly, we didn't have to know the needle beneath that, but not needle maneuvers. A little bit of needle. But let's say needle maneuver, that he doesn't have to observe inflation. So that's why some of the Lord of Shiva and the Lord of Shiva, for example, are bathing. When they get a big mirror, after Shiva is over, the person is permitted to bathe. Right. In Shiva we would find little movements. So the guy shouldn't wash his body for a whole 7 days. He's going to be filthy, he's going to be dirty, he's going to smell. But that's the beginning of movement. That's how Allah requires little movement.
Why would
he take a bath? But he took a bath because it was inspired. And this just means that if he's praying, that's more than Allah requires. That's not at all what Allah requires. If the guy would observe the laws of Avelis, and thereby he will have star. So that's not what the din requires in the first place. It's not that you have a hat to the makom star of those that are born. By definition, the Ramban says that's not included in Avelis. It's not an Avelis of Avelis. Just like we don't forbid the chief to doing shloshim. Why? Because if the fellow won't stay for more than a week, that would be already nivul merubah. Nivul merubah that Hacham never required doing shloshim. He only required nivul merubah. So even in Shiva, where they require nivul merubah, but they didn't require them, it should be mitzvah. And in Yudhay Kodesh, one is in Averis, one is in Yilo, the Din doesn't even require Nibul the Nixas, the Din only requires Nibul Tanugin. So that's why most of the things that emerge during Shloshim are Mutter, and are Mutter during Yudhay Kodesh. The only things that are forbidden are, let's say, to go to weddings, or to go to parties, or to take the haircut, unless the guy has such long hair that it looks bad, then it's not Nibul Tanugin to take the haircut, then he's taking the haircut. More than it shouldn't be in the room. So that's more than the halakha requires. If he won't take the haircut for a whole year, that's already legal. And legal the halakha never requires it. The halakha only requires legal time. So that's how Tifasus, what the Yidin and the Mishnah is based on. That's how Tifasus. If you say like this, then it has nothing to do with whether anything is the right of the Rabbana. Even if Avail and Shiva is the right to. And even if, let's say, the need to go through them and sit in the constitute of the Galatia, but when a guy's walking on the road and he's inspired, so then it would be Muslim. This is what the effort is showing off. The issue is unrelated to whether we think of the right of the Rabbana, but even if one should assume that I'm in Sikha, not only Achilashti is certainly often when I say I'm in Sikha. But we're not learning that from the parties, then one of the reasons is by courage. You don't have courage to do that, you only have courage to do that. But the Chum don't have enough power to give anybody both. Only the redemption can be both. The Achilles Shia says we should bring the Nafel of the Harai that you have story. The question is, the other ingredient, the Chit Tzich and the Yilus HaShan, the Chash Mishamitra, are they the Harai to the Rabban because there's no story? So that's an upload that you really share with the beginning of the last 30 minutes. The Chum is saying that everything is their right. Just that there's no story on the Shari Dream. So the question is, if everything is their right, why do you have a head to it by Holker Jochen? So the answer is, because that's the definition of the Yitzchak. It's only us, and even if it's Tango, if it's so tiny, but if it's going to cause star, then it's not part of the Yitzchak. The same is by our thing. That's what we talk about.
That's
the next step. Now we're faced with the problem, how do you interpret the Gemara and Tezayin on the base? The Gemara says that the only reason why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to use this Hesher Yitzchak the night after the third year of Shiva was that Aninus Lila is a Rabban. What is Aninus? The Din of Aninus happens to be in today's study also. It says in the Quran, in today's study, it was a Din of Vidri Meister. That the farmer has to say Vidri Meister on the Pesach of the fourth year and the Pesach of the Shmita year. The Shmita is a 7 year cycle. And he has something to do when they have an angel living there as a girl. And the Jewish people live in the Jewish land. That's considered normal. Then you have Shemitah, then you have Yehudah, then you have a Desmondo, then you have everything that's normal. So the 7-year cycle of the shoot is divided up into 3 years. 3 years and 3 years and 1 year. The first 3 years have the same thing as the next 3 years. The first 3 years you have from the Vedana Maharishi Maharishi, and then the third year you have from the Vedana Maharishi Maharishi. Then the fourth year and the fifth year you have from the Vedana Maharishi Maharishi, and the sixth year you have again from the Vedana Maharishi Maharishi. The seventh year is sleep, everything is hefka, so there's no shumas from Isaac at all. There's no more. So the Torah says that when it comes to Pesach of the fourth year and the Pesach of the seventh year, you have to get rid of all of the matanas that you have around now from the last 3 years. Okay? You have to have anything in the season, or anything in storage bin from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year, and now, all the food, it didn't get spoiled yet. You have to give it away to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the Yoni, whatever, and you have to take him right to the same to Yerushalayim. And then, so when you get rid of all of the things, then the Torah says, on the normal circumstances, if you sell all of these properly, you have to recite these reminders. The person says that Ravati is the Shavuot of Shachar, that the Yadim men of the Tamil and the Tatim men of the Mesa, since the Torah says to be funny, that I gave up all the things you required of me. I gave the Shumana, my Solution, my Shani, and that the Ravati. I took care of everything that I was obligated to take care of. The Mishnah says that we might as well don't do all these mitzvahs the way we're supposed to fulfill them. Initially, you have the Pesach. But one of the Tanoim, during the end of the period of Baishani, abolished the Dizan Mai. So we don't practice the Dizan Mai. But we can't stay with a straight face, but this is Chasha to Dizan Mai. We don't do that. The Chanan told us not to fulfill all of it. Yesh Kach Lach and Bishay Vyan Pasha. They told us not to fulfill all the mitzvahs exactly the way they described in the picture. So that's why the Manasseh no longer have this list of Abidin Mice. At least the other circle says the Tanan get away. So one of the deal in the Chumash is that an Oinen is not permitted to eat like a shame. That's one of the Allah. They are called to be only in men. That the Oinen is not permitted to eat like a shame. A Koyen who's an Oinen is permitted to eat truth. But a Yisrael who's an Oinen is not permitted to eat like a shame. It's interesting. So that has not boosted the Mice of Shame. And nevertheless, my Hashemi has in a certain sense that it's not Dusha than Shuma. It's not a good Shuma may be eaten by a Kohen Dusha Nani. My Hashemi may not be eaten by a Yisroel Dusha Nani.
So
why? Right. My Hashemi has to be eaten by Yerushalayim, and that is completely different. So you consider it by Tashi Amikash. You consider it by some of the Kabbalists, by Tashi Amikash. And in fact, it's more than just the Mikvah, which is Kabbalah, and it's more than just that. But if a Nani is forbidden to leave, my Kishani is how much more so that a man is forbidden to eat korban. This is the church of the din. This is how Aaron knew in Parashmini. It says that they didn't eat the chatas ha-kikon ha-shabim 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 keep in the Pasuk in Parashat Shmi, where does he not understand this? In the Pasuk in Parashat Shmi, that I made a Kavah Chaim, that's a new fish. That's how he minds off in that school compared to what's going on. So what was permitted? It's permitted to be Naku. Naku Zayn and Zayn Aukhavan. No, it's not permitted to be Zayn. That's this Pasuk tells us again, that's what Shem Mishra 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 Shem. And Truma's committee is Truma one day eats all over, as long as he eats it with the heart. Maybe can Truma anywhere in the world. So this is the din of Aminus, that one who is an Aynan is a din of Hunish. One who is an Aynan is the din of Hunish, my Hashemi, because he's such a Aminus, because you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and Koshkan, a Palachan, that means Koshkan, that one who is an Aynan is the din of Hunish, all over for Bonn. That are really such a Aminus. So the Mishnah has a Shaila, the Gemara here is making a question that's really discussed in the Zohar about proof in connection with the parasha there and Shmini, what the story was. What's the din of Aminus like? Let's say someone dies at 9 o'clock in the morning. They have the Mavayah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But even after the Tzvura, the relatives have the status of the Nayim that they're forbidden in our Torah to eat my Hashemi and to eat Korban. What about the night following the Yomu Aminus? The night following is not. It's only on meaning the first day. The night following is not. But the question is that in Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara has a flaw in Chulin that Halayah HaRachahaya. Normally, the Shabbos Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, everything else, we say that Halayah HaRachahaya. So the day begins with Sefer Kachadim, and the day consists of the day and the night, the yom, the laila, the vahiyah, the vahiyah, the vahiyah, the vahiyah, the vahiyah, the vahiyah, the begin with the night, then you have the day, when it comes to Sefer Kachadim, that's the end of the third day, the beginning of the next day. And the day is born, very much mostly, then it's the topic that in the dreams is going to be next week, going to be on Thursday, not Friday, right? So that's the cutoff point when you switch from one day to the next. But in Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says the din is not so. Beis HaMikdash, when it gives the Korbanos, the Gemara says it's roughing. The Gemara says the halal ha'olach ha'ayyam b'koshim. That's like the bring that you kadosh in, the convenient Korban Tehra, the Mishnah says in the first drop in Yom, that then I call the end of Lila. And I say, the end of Lila, I don't wake up. Shafa, and the Rabbani, the end of Lila, I have 10 to go to half of the seven and other. Why the end of Lila? So that's Yom. That's Yom Nechad, is Yom. That's the halal mosul like that. That's the halal mosul yom, yom echad, and yom echad means yom v'layma. Kol alayla kula, because that's yom echad. My wife touching kalim natsa, this kind of thing. Well, how come touching kalim mechad shniyat, and shnei yom in v'layla echad? If it's mechad for shnei yom, let it be echad for shnei yom, and shnei layla. It's to the end of the second night. So the Gemara in Brach, in fact, has a machlekes, Hizki Rabbi Yechanan. At the end of the Zemek Kain, the Gemara has a machlekes talk about this strange phenomenon. How come touching kalim alayla echad? Why not Shnei Yamin and Shnei Leila? So one opinion is that's good. It's Talocha. It's happening in Talocha. But Yiddish, we're going ahead. Also, Yiddish, the Kachin Talmud is going ahead. Today and tonight is one day. And then tomorrow is just Yiddish and after day. Because Yiddish and Beis HaMikdash, the day should be the end. The day after, that's Ralei Tashach. On Shabbos morning, Ralei Tashach. It's happening in Talocha. That is not happening. There's only one and a half day. And the other opinion we already know, that the man of the Kodim is Shnei Yom and Shnei Leila. That the Torah has a din that you're not permitted to eat the Kodim, the whole man of the Kodim. You can only eat it, you can only be kind of mix the Kachila for day and a half. So what do we gain by saying that the real man of the Kodim should have been today? The one opinion the Gemara has is that it doesn't become nicer. What if you eat it by Leila? Some of these are slumming today. So it's not on today is what Thursday, tonight is Thursday night, and it's not on Friday. What if you eat on Friday night? Is it type Korah tonight? If you eat on Shabbos morning, is it type Korah? Does it already become nicer? What if you eat on Friday night? Has it already become nicer because it's Chutzpah's mana? It's been left over after Chutzpah's mana. They say, no, the real mana they call it is on Shabbos morning. If it's Shnei Yom and Mishmai Lelo. You say, Halal HaHalat HaHalyeh. And his mana touching time should either be two full days. But the Torah says you have yet to the mitzvah to eat it tomorrow night. That in principle, in theory, it's still his mana b'kodesh. But for example, let's say somebody chef with Tavu Shlom today, and has in mind to eat the kazayis of the dosa tomorrow night, on Friday night. Would the whole Torah become tigam or not? We should bring that Torah in Shlom today, and have in mind to eat the kazayis from the dosa on Shabbos, and put it in the freezer to eat it on Rosh Hashanah or on Sukkot or something. Then for sure the whole problem becomes tigal, because you had not shed his Christmas manai, so it makes everything tigal. What if you had not shed his Christmas manai, to eat the Gazai's Chisha Valam, the Yachmon, the Hor Shlishi? But now you enter the second day, tomorrow night, you claim to see. Shech, the problem today, Azar, Peter, Kazai, from the Sarah Kodim tomorrow night, wouldn't become nice. So the Gemara says it's the same operation as Christmas in Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because in order for the Kodim to become tigal, you have to have not shed his Christmas manai, Azar, to eat the Sarah Kodim, at a time that the korban would have already become nice, and that's some young time. You have a mind to eat it at a time that you're not allowed to eat it. That's not enough to make it tigul. You have to have a mind to eat it chutzpah z'mana. Chutzpah z'mana of the korban, that's chutzpah z'mana mitzvah tachlis. For example, let's say a person brings a korban pesach. And you hold that a korban pesach is only there about chatzeret. It's going to be in brachos chatzeret, that's right. There's a machlokes chatzeret, there's a limitation of chatzeret is within there, right? Or is it without one of that sort of thing? One time there was both of them as well, there was only a premium that the Pesach of Mother Beach was going to have 30 days. The other time I came out, there was only a woman who was going to have 30 days. The point is, if I'm not, that if I'm Pesach of Mother Beach, what does it mean? That after her place, it becomes nicer? Well, no, it doesn't become nicer till the morning. Just that you cannot dismount it because it really is wearing the line off. But Allah says, on the one hand, you're not allowed to use it in the morning, if you eat it by Yom, and you can't be Yom to the Mitzvah to eat it after Hatzai. You can only be Yom to the Mitzvah, Hatzai is Tom Pesach, if you eat it in the Balayla, in the first half of the night. But theoretically speaking, there's none of the problem, should you eat it by Yom, the Layla. So if you're not Yom to the Mitzvah, Hatzai, if you eat it by Yom, if you eat it by Layla after Hatzai. So the opportunity would be, what if the fellow goes ahead and eats the Tom Pesach after Hanukkah, would it be Chag Purim? Did it become nicer? Maybe it only becomes nicer after Lois HaShachar. That's what a lot of our friends say. But even if it's like Rosman Azariah, it doesn't become nicer. It tends to say after Kasha and Tesham Rao. How can Rosman Azariah say that after Hanukkah, you're not allowed to eat it? But Hanukkah has been finished. It says it's not terrible to say, Joseph, fear the man who has broken. But Hanukkah may not break it by each piece first. So how can he say that it's not a breaking, says that Hanukkah? That's a discussion. So a lot of our friends say that this is the test, and even our brother and our daughter say that you forbidden to eat the Kodesh Pesach by Yom HaHer Pesach. That's the same thing as you forbidden to eat the Kodesh Pesach by Yom HaHer Pesach, here at the Yeshiva. Really, in theory, the Kodesh Pesach should have been the same as the Kodesh Pesach. That it's not for Yom HaHer Pesach, you can eat it not at the Yeshiva, and you go to God, you should be allowed to eat the Kodesh Pesach by Yom Ubalaila, the Kodalaila. But the Torah has a limitation though, that you want to eat, though that is his man of the Kodesh, and every Kodesh has his man of Mokom. It is not a limitation in the Laila, but the term makes another further limitation that you only enter the Mishnah Achilles Korn Pesha, that you eat it by Laila and before Hatzah. But it does mean that it's not his Manakot, it is his Manakot, and you're not getting to the Mishnah Achilles then. So if you leave the Korn Pesha after Hatzah, you will not violate the Eastern Mishnah with the Mishnah Korn. But let's say, Shef the Korn Pesha, Hanerav Yom, having in mind, to eat the Zayi Korn Pesha in the middle of the night, it won't become tigul. It won't become tigul if you have in mind tigul kazai after the Reza Shachar, after the whole man of the Kodim is up, after the whole star of Kodim will be converted into Naishan. After Hashem, it's still his man of the Kodim, not his man Mitzvah Tachim is our Kodim, and it's still his man of the Kodim is here. So that's what our friends say, the issue of Antares is Kodim. That's the risk of terrorism like that. A lot of our friends are like that, that's a perception like that. This story has a perception like that. And the new editions are perspective. The old editions are the Sukhamandal editions are perspective so much. But that's how Abel and Azariah would be in the Ashur the Pasuk. Because it's fear the men are breaker. That it says Chasay. If not Chasay, what does it say are breaker? There's two men. One is his man of the Kodesh. One is his man of the Mishnah Tachim. So that's what the Gemara has a Shaila in Brochem Dab Tuf on the day. What is the din of Aminus Laila? Is Aminus Laila there, right? Is Aminus Laila the Rabbanah? The din, that if the person dies at 9 o'clock in the morning, they bury him on the same day. There's a mitzvah of Hatzilah there, to cover Tikvarenim, but Yom Ahud, or Solon is lost already. You're always supposed to bury a person on the same day. Not supposed to wait till tomorrow. That's how you know the flow down. If you want to have relatives come and they live far away, so then the Gemara says it's permissible. The Gemara says, well, you better permit good when they're going to come in. But if you're not going to have more fun on May, so you move over to a later day, so the mitzvah in Hatzilah says, politics ran away on my room, the phone is not alike. You have to bury him back in the same day. It's an essay. And a lay sentence. And that's the politics ran away on my room. It's a lay sentence. A lay phone. You have to bury him back in the same day. Not only in how we get buried. It's like soulmates. Even a person died a natural death. Don't tell me. Let's say the guy dies 9 o'clock in the morning and everybody's here. So we bury him at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Even after we bury him, the relatives, the seven relatives, still have a bit of oil name that they forbid him in our parents to eat for dinners. But these might be shady for our young until steam. What about Dalila? You say that in Kotshin and Beit HaMikdash HaLaila HaLachachraya, so Aminus Laila would be there, right? Or maybe you say no, that this principle that HaLaila HaLachachraya in Kotshin is as far as Akiva, the list of Akiva's Kotshin. Other things you say that HaLaila HaLachachraya, I'm not going to get to Aminus. So the Gemara has a machlokes, whether Aminus Laila is the right of the Rabbah. So here, the Gemara... So now you have to do the nation of the way you with respect to this jinn, that the enemy is forbidden to eat for bonus and the enemy is forbidden to eat by the shame, this eats tender. So again, it's a little bit small, right? After the school, there's another jinn in the Rabbanah, that Misha makes a mutal matana, it's forbidden to fulfill any mitzvah. Until after the school, there's not a Misha makes a mutal matana, then it's obligated to fulfill mitzvah. So in Shechonah, they call that, in Rishayim, call that the kisser and onion, instead of calling them it's not exactly the same, because the Aminus there, I said that it's the Binti, Majestani, and Korban, it's a flaw, extends even after the Kvura, Kalayayim, and Tulashki, and according to one opinion, even into the Laila Menatera, and the Rabbana for sure extends into the Laila. That's the Makar, the Aminus Laila is the right of the Rabbana. But it does extend, and Aminus. And again, to the end that the enemy is forbidden to fulfill mitzvahs, that says the Shulchan Aruch does not extend after this book. So some Rishonim say, it's machlokes HaTanoim. And here he fastens one leg, here he fastens the kazamah, and others say, no, it's not a muckleg, you've got two unrelated dinim. One is Mishamei Kamuta Rapono, is also the Kayim Mitzvahs, and after the Kavura is not called Mishamei Kamuta Rapono. And then a name, it is a different concept, absolutely two different terms, two different concepts, so there is no relationship whatsoever between them. It's a question whether the term is Mishamei Kamuta Rapono. It should be said like that on the other day. Well, Asian set proceeds to say this is Jerai. Asian beginning on Mishamei Kamuta Rapono, thought by Yushami that they can sit on a poster. Asian can use Zion on a day. Could be following up Master, the second place is in the Terrace. Talking to Kriyash Mati, Yushami, for a time now, the Mati is going to send first coming and send Koi Mecha Yoha, Yom Shatter Ishik Bachayim, Vela Yom Shatter Ishik Gamei. Maybe he's following up Master, that's how the Kriyash Mati is going to claim that this Russian Yushami is following up Master. Could be.
Why
did
the guy
die
in the middle of the night?
Then
is there any question whether he
goes to
Raisa? The person
dies. Aminus Lila? No, then it's the right then. He's got the Kavura, certainly Aminus is there. Let's say the guy dies today, 9 o'clock in the morning, he won't bury him until tomorrow. But then he's certainly the relatives are in him. Call a Lila, they're running him, and I tell her for sure. The only time the Gemara's Rotten has this much like is that they told over here.
Oh, yeah,
no,
something in the
young. They were laid by Yoim, and the Kavura already took place. And the Lila is following the Kavura. You say even there, Aninus Lila is the right of the present day Hamigdush and Tatshim Halala Halachacha, yeah? Or not, Aninus, when he gets eating Kavan, it's not called the Yoni Migdush, you should say Halala Halachacha. So that's the Makhluk. So the Gemara has this comment on Tezlan and says, the Gemara says, why was Rabbi Gamliel committed today, the night after he buried his wife? Because Tatsava, Rabbi Gamliel, is that the opinion on Aninus Lila is the Rabbanon? So the not a mistress was rather than a rabbana. But if it would have been a dim deraisha, then I mean, if Lila was deraisha, then the heterogeneous wouldn't apply. So that's the shahada. How do you read the Gemara? It doesn't make any sense. He's just explaining the Gemara very well. It's only a... Lila Tatanel is only after... If it's Tanugim, or if it's... he wants him to look maneuver. So we forbid him to wear shoes. He has to walk in his own socks and his own feet, his bare feet. If he's going to walk on the highway, he's going to be in pain, so he's going to walk on the highway as Musa, because by definition, that's more than is required. No, he's the right of the Rabbana. The Talmud is the Shaltan of yourself, the Talmud is the Talmud of Shaltan, but if he's not Shaltan, if for the sake of preventing Tzar, then it's had to go on. So what is the matter over here, the Mokka business, or what is the Rabbana? The faith is reinterpreted the Gemara over here. The faith interprets what it means like this. And he says, the Havidi arise to Gabi Maish, the faith is on Tezan of the day, the Gavach, Amin, the Slav of the Rabbana. And he said, the Yeshlein of Shat is like this. It means that the Havidah Raisa, Gali Mind, there is a deal where that Aninus Lila is the Raisa that he's not permitted to eat Mizu Shem, he's not permitted to eat Korbanah. Then the Rabbanah would have made a Gzeire. Gali Shat, Vaan the Rabbanah, now they have it on a Migdash, so the Tikka Rabbanah came the right to see him. It should have been Gzeire not to allow the Heteristic, he shouldn't have allowed the order to take a beer the night after the Gzeire. Because if you give him any kula whatsoever, he may think, oh, the Avelus is all over again, the Aminus is over, and he'll think that he's allowed to eat my Shishenian Kabbana. But in order to prevent people from eating my Shishenian Kabbana, so we should have made a new Kabbana to Rabbana. We should have made a new Kabbana to Rabbana, not to allow him to say he's eating a Mika when he's really Mutter. We think the Shishenish Altaini is Mutter for the Yavo. Like a Yen Kippur. We think the Shishenish Altaini is Mutter. We even if it's a Dinder Reich is Mutter. But still, the Gemara meant to say we should have made it there the Rabban. But the Gemara says, no, there is no need to make it there the Rabban, because the Aninus Lila is only an issue of the Rabban. So to make it there, that we shouldn't allow Rabbi Gamliel today, lest he'll get carried away with himself. I think, oh, he's bathing, so he's not eating my Shishenian Kavanas also. So the whole thing about eating my Shishenian Kavanas is only the Rabban. So to make a perfect there would constitute a there with there. That's how Tarsus is interpreted to Gemara. That's how Tarsus is interpreted. And now the Rishonim learn not so. The Rishonim in Yuma, beginning of the last Perek, they run through the other Rishonim learn not so. What the Gemara means to say over here is that the only reason why there exists the Heparistin is because the Easter is only with the Rabbana. So let's end in Kippur from the fact that our Chayla is permitted to bathe, the Shiesha Hakotim, the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that if a person has a sword, he blisters on his skin, he permitted to smear his body with oil, although Sikha is one of the Hamishinuri. So the Mokhan Sahaba Matur, that the guy's walking on the highway, the Mokhan Sahaba Matur him, or the wounded gave birth to a baby, and she'll be in pain if she walks home without leather shoes, so he allows to wear leather shoes and so on, all the food is there. So that leads the Yushan to say that it must be that these Kurva, along with the Rabbana, if it would have been. Well, if they were right, he would have said, the only time it's used there is the Mokhan Shikroth Nefer, a topic Shikroth Nefer. It's only this is the Rabbana. So he said, the Mokhan Sahaba goes to the Rabbana. But the fellow is the Tzaya, so we'll matter the Yisra the Rabbana. But it would have been an Yisra the Rabbana enough. So that's how the other Mishnah interpreted the Gemara. But the Gemara needs to say like this, that the Oinen, on the Yehovah on the first day, on the day that he buried his wife, the Yisra Rabbana to take a death would have been an Yisra the Rabbana. That's how the other Mishnah wrote. It's the Goelim Shita, the Ramam, the reason the Goelim and the Mechaber passions like that. The Ramam does not pass like that. The Ramam passions the way we presented before. But there's no Avelis there right at all. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about? No Avelis there right, not on the day that his wife died, not the night after, not the week after. So all Avelis is only the Rabbam. Even Avelis and Lucian is only the Rabbam. So what's the Gemara talking about? Because Amin is lying of the Rabbam, and that's what is the head of it. But by Yom, on the same day, we wouldn't allow him to bathe. Why? So the answer is the way Tesha says, Pshar, on the day on which she died, on the first day of Shidra, where there's an Isha the right to seek my Hashemi, and there's an Isha the right to seek Kavanim. So it's my Amigdash, the people who are filling in Kavanim, who are filling in my Hashemi. So then we would make it clear to Rabbanah that we wouldn't say, Rabbi Gamliel found him, this is my Amigdash to summon him here. So then we wouldn't allow him to bathe on that day, and whereas that he may get carried away with himself, and thinks that he's allowed to even eat my Hashemi and Kavanim. But the night after, since the Holy Spirit didn't make a shame, Kavan is only the Rabbanon, so we don't make it clear for the busiest sinners from bathing. Because even if the works will occur, namely, that he'll suggest them, we'll go ahead and eat my Hashem Kavan, it's a lonely violated need for the Rabbanon, so we don't make it clear like this. That's how the Ramadan is Pshat based on the thing. And the Mechaba calls the Pshat of the Ramadan, the Yukim Israel, and we'll not go. You know that Avail is the Amishan is within their rights. And it didn't their rights, the only way to be Matan, and he said their rights is because Nefesh of Sotheh, because Nefesh. And the Gemara says, well, if the heterism is, it doesn't mean that by definition the Yisra is law. But only the people the Shaitanic with us, and only the Shaitan the Shaitanic with us. Whenever it's from Makam Sa'ah, so by definition that's more than Allah says. No, the all that's the Shaitan level and the Chita should still be us. But since the whole Yisra is only the Rabbanah, so the Makam Sa'ah goes the Rabbanah. You don't have to have a heter to cross Nefesh, a thought to cross Nefesh, to be martyred that Yisra is the Rabbanah. As long as it's from Makam Sa'ah, it's already with them. That's what the Gemara says, well, is it really an Isra the Raisa or is it an Isra the Rabbana? The Sedul Yechitza, the Laila after the Yom Rishon of Avelus. That's what the Gemara says, well, it depends. That's the Shaila, whether Avelus Laila is the Raisa or the Rabbana. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that only Avelus and Rishon is the Raisa. And on Avelus and Rishon, that is the Raisa, there wouldn't be a Heter Isra. But on the Avelus, for the night after the Yom Rishon, that's only the Rabbana. So then there is a Heter Isra. That's how the Gemara is in the Rishon of Ramama. And we don't pass like that. We pass on Allah like the Rabbanah. We don't like the Tanakh. There's all Avelus in the Rabbanah. So the Pshat and Imar is that it's the Nishma of the Zayr of the Rabbanah. And that's what the Pasuk assumes, that the Imar is that there isn't even a Zayr of the Rabbanah. Because what's the Zayr going to be? We don't allow you to bathe on the first day, let's say the person died 9 o'clock in the morning, the funeral was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and one of the relatives is just dying from the heat. He's fainting away. And the doctor said that they should let him take a shower. So what would you say there? He did it to me. The guy obviously is, but there's no better than the Shulchan. So would we allow to take a shower or not? So in the Shulchan Aruch, we generally assume that if you say you have a heterism, even on Avera Yom Rishon there's a heterism. So the Shaila is why, let's say he's allowed to wear his shoes if he has to walk back to the funeral or something. But why? On Avera Yom Rishon, he might say there is no heterism. There's only heterism on the Laila following Yom Rishon because Amin is Laila de Rabbah, so if he has there to forbid him to use a heterism. But now, Avelus Yom Rishon, the Gemara says that it is not. So yes, it is no. We assume that this man is there, that nobody anywhere in the world is eating any kavanas, nobody's eating any mind to shame him. So there's nothing to make it clear of that. But this man is there, the whole there doesn't apply. So we would use the heterism to this even on Avelus Yom Rishon Manush. Even on Nilus, and again, even for Shinkalim and mind to shame, would be there, right, on Yom Rishon? But you can't make it clear of this man is there. This Rabbi Gamliel, this is not on Mikdash. There were a few Rabbi Gamliel. This one Rabbi Gamliel found him living at a time. Either the man on Migdash and they're reading for Bonus, so he lived at a time that people were still eating Mind Hashem. It was Shah King Mind Hashem. But if there's no Mind Hashem and there's no Kobanis being eaten, and you live in America, so then the whole Zera doesn't apply. So then they had to risk them if it applies, even on our daily temperature.
the Pashto said the Pashto. He followed the Pashto's Pshat the Minimum. Not exactly the same, but there is a slight similarity.
They have exactly the same type of
philosophy. Not exactly the same, though. Moshe Ben Shivir, Rahman of the Slav, did require that the other is not allowed to wash his face unless the other has their incident. And then Shivir, if you have more than that, it's only the Chit Shal Tain is us. You don't have to have Dr. Nisim. It's going to need to be tired. He's in pain. Let's say the guy's face is dirty and he's not in pain. But then Kippur is allowed to wash his face. He wouldn't be allowed to, but his bodies are very much. They're slightly different, but there's certain similarities between them.
The people who are going
through it, the people who are going through it, the
people who are going through it, the people who are going through it, the people who are going through it.
No, we assume that all the chitta shalpaina is based on the chitta shalpaina. How is that the chitta shalpaina? So the answer is, whenever the chitta is not in the tzur, that's called the chitta shalpaina. What's called the chitta is in the tzur, that's called the chitta shalpaina. If it's for refuah purposes, or if it's to take away tzar, or if it's tzila shalpaina, if it's for refuah purposes, or if it's to take away tzar, if it's tzila shalmitzvah, or tzila shalkara, it doesn't have two dishes anymore. Even if you all feel that tzila is not a mitzvah, but it's still tzila hametaheret. As long as the Rechitz is Mitzvah of Rishayim Davarach, then it's Mufter from being called Rechitz Shaltan. But some Rechitz is called by definition Rechitz Shaltan. All Rechitz are called Rechitz Shaltan. It depends how annoyed the person is. If he's very annoyed, let's say he's one Mishugan and he takes a shower three times a day. He's very, very Mishugan. All the people know that this guy has some skin condition or something, and it's called an incident. But it's not any, nobody knows that he has any skin condition. He has a brain condition. that bothers him. So we don't give him a heter incident. That's not cool. So the question is, let's say a guy takes a shower every day, is that really called the mitzvah if he doesn't take a shower every day? So it depends if it's in summertime and he's sweating, and most of the people in that community would take a shower every day, okay? Otherwise, this time we have to wait, maybe every other day, every third day, or something like that. During the 9 days is a big chumrah, because the Medina, the Gemara, Rechitza, Shlotainim is only forbidden during Shiva, and during Shloshim and Tmuta. Just the Ramah, at the end of the other day, writes the Minig, that nobody observes in America today, that even after Shiva, you're not allowed to take a bath or a shower until the end of Shloshim, for 30 days. So in America, nobody observes that. Nobody observes an Issa Rechitza Shloshim. People take a shower on the seventh day of Shiva after they use their kulam. If they have to kulam, so all the others don't take a shower. I never heard that anybody should be mocked when I take a shower in 30 days. Maybe some people do, but in our circles they don't. But now the Ramah, the Shittos is going like this. Assuming that Ramah at the end of the other day, the Rechitza is a mimic of forbidden not only in Shiva, even in Shloshim. So now the din says that on Tisha B'Av, the Dini Avelus are to the degree of Shiva. That's the Din, the Dini Nilamar. Then we have a minig in addition to that we observe Avelus like Shloshim for the 9 days. So if you assume that we have a minig not to take a bath in Shloshim, and you have a minig that you treat the 9 days as a Shloshim, so you combine the Tumen Hagen, so come that you're not allowed to go swimming during the 9 days. It's really a combination of Tumen Hagen, one of which we completely don't observe. People who are really in Avelus Shloshim Medina, he lost a relative, he lost his father, he lost his mother, whatever. He takes a bath in Shloshim. It's really a big chumrah, that the chumrah that we're contradicting ourselves, that people don't go swimming in the 9 days. So they don't go swimming in Shloshim, but they do go swimming in Shloshim. They all take a bath in Shloshim. They really don't take a bath in 9 days. Yeah, but after Shiva, the people don't wait 9 days. They take a bath right away. They take a bath the next day also.
Because
of the
time, because of the journey. I mean, it's more because of time.
Yeah, but then they take a bath.
You go swimming at straight time.
So what's wrong? But the Chitza Shel Tainim is Mukta in Shloshim.
Is that people might be not?
They don't do it. They're not. But the Maaseh, they're not Rachna. The Maaseh, they're not. We don't follow that Ramah. I'm all right in meaning that the people had in the 1500s, that people today don't observe. That's a special chumra that people still observe the meaning, not to go swimming in a 9 day. And the my translation that people do play, that people do go swimming.
curtains and come up and shower or shower.
I remember that the door to the
even though
it says if you always beg for Erev Shabbos, if you don't always beg for Erev Shabbos, then you shouldn't do it on the day. But don't keep them on tonight, if you always beg on Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to do it. It's about washing your hair, if you shouldn't wash your hair with soap. On Erev Shabbos, the Chazon, unless you do, unless you mock it, every Friday you only wash your hair with the same way. All right, it's good. Obviously, what's the reason? No.
Take a shower the night after the third day of Shiva. So this may mislead Rabbi Gamliel to think that he's allowed to eat Mazasheni and Korbanos that night, which is an Isser Anin. But according to Pesach, the washing of the Lewis Anin, the washing of Avelis. And when they must be.
That's just what makes you to believe that he doesn't have to observe anything, and he can go ahead and try to save himself up. That's what he wants to say, no, that would be a very good observer. But now you have to go from there, and all these things, he can touch his hands, he's on the rubber. I mean, it's not on the rubber. If you don't make it to there, it's generally you have a rubber, you might have to save yourself.
It's cooler
in the other, it's not cooler in the other. Right, right. So that's cooler than good cooler. That's a perfectly good cooler. But he might fix on a cooler and says, so why don't make it very? Why should we continue to use that cooler? Because it's very that he may be making, may be resolving the Lord of Amin and mainly to eat my shame for him. And he said, Bonner. But the Dutch Mouth says, no, that's only you can do that one by Lila. So it's very good there if he
makes
it. But
the younger
Isha, it's very up to their life at a time that people are fully eating my shame for them. You find that nobody's eating my shame for them. The people moving on the first day to take a shower to God's ministry. And the goal is, when they read from the Ramah, when you know and know, when they know talk about Aminus, they don't mean Aminus, but it might say in the Kodashim. They mean Aminus of bathing. Why? Because Aminus, Aminus means the use of the light. Yes, Aminus means the use of Aminus of bathing. Don't mean Aminus of Aminus of bathing. So the use of the light on the first day cannot be listed from what the Muslim is. The Muslim is not out of the use of the light. It's not the matter of the right, but you have a topic to talk about this, or a real talk about this. A lot of instruments have been styled, and it's styled on enough to the matter you see in the right. But the line, since the night after the Avila Sandusim is only an issue of the Christian, but the Rabbana, look, an issue of the Rabbana, an instrument to the Rabbana. But then the Sandusim comes out a lot of night, because it's not again, and so they open a lot of days, even if the guys are listening. That's an issue of the right, but you don't have to listen
to the Rabbana. And then after the Rabbana,
that's the major machmaitis of Hashem. How do we beat the Gemara? And how do I understand the Gemara again? Well, you just pointed out earlier. You should make the Mishnah of the Fana, and only called man that the nation got down low Mishnah. The rest of the school, then you also, even on the third day, you have to go there. But Aminus even applies after the school, to the end of the third day. So even after the night after the third day school, it is these questions. Not the same, but there we found in some of the other.
But today,
they came to the same thing. Yeah, that's just the right that's a the fact that you have a right, so they're completely unrelated. You
don't have to go out.
I'm going to go to the government.
And the Chumash says that what are you supposed to do with the Ma'aseh Sheni? Yeah.
Does that mean that we'll end up at Easter of Pesachon, about as far from it as Easter of Pesachon in the book? Because the Shabbat is quite different in the term, it's not it, only after the Ma'aseh.
Yes, there's different Yom Kippur, there's no Dinah Be'emet. That's an honor, the obvious. And Tisha B'av, there's a Dinah Be'emet. There's a new Yom Amitam Ha'Be'emet. And Yom Kippur says it's a Dinkan Yom Kippur. He says, Shachyan is money, God 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 is money,
God is money, God is money, God is money, God. In other words, if they don't look like
Kalkin,
they
live by the Bible,
if
the Bible is
the right, then we would not have to think
about it.
How do you explain that?
How do you explain that? Because all of it, I mean, the Ramban, the Ramban writes in the Tavis Adam, this is the definition of the Yisra. What we start off with, that during Shiva, the Buddha cries, you don't believe it, but not die. During explosions, you don't cry, you will lose us, and not even lose us. Once you extend into the area of Nidam, you lose us, and then it's Nidam explosion. You may pledge to do that, you start Nidam at all, just because you are coming, and once it extends into Nidam, that's already Nidam. So they don't have that. They have the Din, the Din for Din. Right, they have the Din issue. But the Chit is also period. The Chit is also. Let it be Messiah. Not by definition, but that's more than the din required. So that's a special happen. So now, what that happened? Only twice. When you figure that down, that's when you figure that
out. Is that true in all the Jurim? Or all the Jurim are on it? You say the Muslim child is on it?
No. It's not so long.
But you have to check it. You have to know the nature of the issue and the fact that the Muslim child is on it. Why?
Special happen, yeah? That's what happened in this Easter, that the Muslim car, this Easter was moved on.
Even that was the Easter, not car, and you were something else.
No, why you haven't heard the car in the social? So half of them are walking to Rabban, half of these things are Rabban, and I'm with them walking car. Half of them are also the Muslim car. That's because you had a car there also. Then you start a mitigating factor by Yisroel. And then we have to figure out how to get applied to a lot of colors and schools to deal with Rabban. Which deal with Rabban are you not in the Muslim car, isn't it? And you have to figure out what's close up. One of the dealings that the Chumash has in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tzava that mentioned Derech Agag in the middle of the Parsha, we very nice, is that the Yatim and Menor B'Samen, the Len Nisatim and Menor L'Meit. Still, in one part of the Golos region, where Achal to be any manner, he says he didn't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni during his state of Aminus. And this is the source of the din from my Shani we derive it as part of the family that in order to forbidden to eat Sardanis, because Sardanis are more sweet than my Shani. But the Atman Man of the Tummy means that he's not permitted to eat my Shani, whether he's Tummy in his Tahar, or he's Tahar in his Tummy. Either one of them is Tummy, so there's an issue to eat it. And when the Sardanis Man of the Maze is a problematic topic, what do you mean? Well, when the Sardanis Man of the Maze, I haven't taken my Shani in my Shani's food as a bottle of wine. I didn't feed my bottle of wine to the maid. What does that mean? That's a big problem. What does it mean? What are you supposed to use? What are you supposed to do with the food of my Shani? So the Mishnah says in my Shani, my Shani is moving my Chirish to the other people, only two things. Whatever is real, Achille, use Achille, whatever is real, is still used to steal, whatever is real, is still used to steal. And that's what's used in the bottle of wine to smear on your skin. Or to wash your face with white wine or something. They're not supposed to use oil to drink. They're supposed to use oil to see for purposes and wine for drinking purposes, not like that.
And we learn out from the passage that, let's say, if you were paid with a nice shayni, and then we converted the Kishan to the money, and then we take the money to Yishalash, and then we say, the Tatakhet, we are Defa, we take the money to Yishan, what do you use the money for? And the Tatakhet, the Babaka, the Kanabayana, Masrefa, you have to use it to buy food and drink. Food? You know, the screen is treated to be a cattle, you know, by the family, you know, there is an whole screen, there is an whole family. Screen is treated to be a cattle, food. You can't buy anything that's nice, you can't buy food, you can't buy furniture. You have to doctor buy food and eat it with Gushu with the Hara and Yishalah. So what does it mean? Let us start to the men of the maid. Let's start talking about it. They can't even use it for a high either. The whole reason why you use it to see the Shikha is because the Shikha is to see it. And we smear the body with oil, so the oil will be absorbed through the pores of the skin. So you know, the Shikha Kishtiya. You know, the Shikha Kishtiya is only the Rabbanan, but the Yeh Kiyan Kippur, that's why 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 the Yeh Kiyan Kippur, but still, when you get to my Kishani, for sure, the Shikha Kishtiya derives, when you get to Truma also. If you get through with the Italian, so whatever is well after you're supposed to do Akhila, whatever is well is Tia Stia. And Shannon, the Shal Truman, if you get through the Italian, it's supposed to use the Tia. So there, everybody agrees that Tia is Tia there. Whatever the Hezbo is, if you still have the Haram philosophy, whatever the Hezbo is, the best to do, there's some signs like that. Everybody agrees that Tia is Tia, when you get to Akhila Truman, and when you get to Akhila with Mike Shannon, that Tia is Tia. So on a night job, I don't know. So what's the shot on the top of the man of the moon? It's a crisis, and if you think it's supposed to, it's a slave, but it doesn't even mean the night, and then it's the night of Achai means I haven't used it for any purpose other than Achilles Kiyan Sima. Night is Ramalitza, it does not mean the night. It means he says it is really nice, but he hasn't used the Magna Shona for any purpose. He says, Le'achal to the man of the Yoni, Le'achal to the Yoni man of the Yikin is Achila, Kiyan Shtiyan, Kiyan Wilkut Kishtiyan. The weaker misleading is Achilles Maisha Shein. And Shtiya is Bechlal Achilles. And Shtiya is Bechlal Shtiya. This is Shtiya. And Shtiya is Bechlal Achilles. So basically, it was only for the Achilles. Achilles is only on living people. Only Achilles Bnei Adam. You don't makel it to Goyim. You're not makel it to Bain. So you can't give it to a Mei. So when the person says, when you stop in the middle of the Mei, places in both Mithriya and Hazorah, and places in the end of the Mithriya, and other places in Erevim, they very close this to say, that this is a Malik, and in fact, the middle of the Mei means I haven't misused the Michael Shane with any purpose other than Achilles Shane. That's the only thing you're allowed to use it for. And that the spaces has us with an about space. In the middle of the spaces, they have a space and they say, well, if that's important, I think it's after this person. And they say, well, this perhaps depends on the Machlek and Safaman, whether Michael Shane was on the Goya, Michael Shane is on the Hadjur. What's the Machlek and Michael Shane on the Goya on the Hadjur? Let's say the former, as which will have to spend $25 to get to Yishalayim to eat. Have to spend $25 to come back over. She doesn't tell her this, so it's worth $50 to you. My Shani is worth $100, and it's going to cost you $50, $25 to sell it, $25 to sell it. We can cut it together $50 worth of my Shani. That's what we know for the daily dating. We know that my Shani for a day is worth $100, but the traveling expenses and from Yishalayim are $50. So the daily dating, the difference between how much you have to spend in order to get to Hamor. And how much the thing is worth? It was $50. I mean, the kind of condition was $50. So the amount was now at the Mahalaj of Satana. Whether you hold my Tashani Maman Gavaya, or my Tashani Maman Hedya. If you hold my Tashani Maman Bari, the Maman Hedya belongs to the former, it's a good thing. The kind of condition was, but if you hold my Tashani Maman Gavaya, He cannot be Mekadosh and Isha with it, because it just doesn't belong to you. It's Mammon, goes all along. It's a simple pshat in the Mekadosh. Where does a male of you, the Kedushin, the second person, where the Mekadoshin, Mammon, goes all, the Mekadoshin, Mammon, has well, the place that is not that Kedushin, that is your Mekadoshin, Mammon, goes all, then you can only use the Mekadoshin, if that's in a shiur, if you have Mekadoshin, Mammon, has well, then you're allowed to use the Mekadoshin for all the purposes as well. And I can sell them out of the same way and buy furniture with it, and buy clothing with it. I don't understand what I'm saying, what I'm saying, what I'm saying. I didn't tell you what I'm saying. You see, the answer is a Jewish mitzvah. They understand that my clothes are tanayim, as I said, we pass my same on the water. You know what I'm saying, the end of the second generation of tradition, that even though usually we are male as we live, and obviously we are male always losing, we have an easier to do with the other time. Even though the male is the one who holds over here and has the same as long as the boy. Nevertheless, the Gemara says this is one of the few exceptions to the rule that we pass from Isaiah Mele, and Isaiah Shemi is long as the boy. The case that you speak clearly is that those who hold over the Machlek is Isaiah Shemi is long as the boy. It's not simply a Machlek that it belongs to me or it doesn't belong to me. Mom and Dylan or they're not Mom and Dylan. No, that's not the basic Machlek. The basic Machlek is that this rule is about the nature of the producer of Isaiah Shemi and the male about the nature of the mitzvah of Isaiah Shemi. What are you supposed to do with it? So the male holds of Michael Shane Mammon Gavoya to the producer of Michael Shane, like producer of Pastor Bonner, which are Mammon Gavoya, and go back to Paul Bonner, the ministry is Achila. Go to Michael Shane, the ministry is not only Achila. Now Shane said that you are holding of Michael Shane, is Mammon Diamond, who Mammon had you to. And happens that to do share, and so to bring it to the Shalai, because the ministry is also a little different. It's not that the ministry is only Achila's Spirit's Spirit. No. You can take the magic shame and sell it and use the money to buy furniture and clothing. So you can say it's not to be a shadow that it belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you. More than that. It's about the nature of the mitzvah, what you're supposed to do with the magic shame, yes, he has it. What are you supposed to do with it? So there's a marriage like that. It's called, it's been throughout, it's often. Now that's quoting, and that kind of woman who don't speak of the good rights in the marriage, not so they should. Let's be published in a state so long as I hear about this also, and I'm another guy. They also indicate some of their patients. And you might have been having a lot of them, but you do not get a lot of more times that they indicate that the Machlegi is between a male and a half, and a male of you is not really who owns the Machlegi, or is mine, or is Hedges, something more than that. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Machlegi, what is supposed to do with it? So the other is Mammon Gavoa, the way that they are, 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 the way that they Right, so that kind of learns when it's happening in the name of Kipshuto. I didn't smear it on the name. I didn't buy the time of holding my Hashem Mammon and Dylan holds that I do. When I say I'm allowed to buy furniture, I can sell my Hashem and buy furniture for myself. Don't think about one of it is forbidden. The only thing you're not going to do is to buy Tachichim for a maid or to buy an orange for a maid. To buy my favorite for a maid. That's the perfect when it's happening in the name. That's the thing, but to buy furniture or clothing to himself, that's Lutheran. I tell you, that's the Rabban. And the other time he says that Mati Shane Mammon Gavoya, he says it's made to the Malik, and he's anything other than Tarte Achim and Shia, called the Malik, because that people can't be. Anything other than Achim and Shia is called Tarte Achim. But to buy furniture for himself or clothing to himself, who's to call them a shopping man? That's the thing to discuss. The page is kind of too short and that's further. It's the next line of the page. The page is too short and what is this kind of thing that's up? This page is the two ones in Hagar and the end of Hagar is gone. And I think it's an Arabic book. The same page is the two of this line. Well, it depends on the two persons that say to me as a person, what is this kind of thing? One guy says to me, and I say to my friends who go there. So one of the persons says, drop the front of the animal chair, it sounds like three things you do it, guys. The very, the two guys, two ways to explain that point. But I was saying that a U.S. waiting God permission to use only the Shalom, and God permission to use it anyway. That depends on how great the food shop and how great have life. And very partial, the finish has the Arurim. They don't have Rizma Arevo, the name Shor, the Mekabo, the Brochus in the Kuala. And the Ramban has the famous comments on the first of all, I should have left you three out there all day. And I'm afraid that some of them are called her on my name. First they said, Baruch Hashem, you have to use that for a day. And they said, Amen. Then they said, Oh, Hashem, you have to use that for a day. And they said, Amen. So the Ramban first, the Yishami, first is the Sefer, first is the Yishami. First is the Sefer, and they said, in the morning, there's more discussions, the Baruch Hashem, you have to use that for a day, but the first is the same Yishami. Yishami has said, I mean, Hashem, you have to use that for a day. If you wish to know that for a day, does the door fall down? And it says, Oh, Hashem, you have to use that for a day. ויש כל נפלת, והיסור של שם בן יוקים הוא אומר, זה החזון. וכשם מחלת הוא אומר, זה באיזו שלמת. קוראים לי זה החזון, ונרבן אצלם, זה החזון means, זה לא מגיע תגד. וחזון הכנסת, זה גבר, חזון זה גבר, זה מי מדרכים. חזון זה גבר, זה לא מגיע תגד. Man is going to have to have it with somebody else. And the Ramban says, what are you supposed to do by Agdil that people don't know? The Ramban quotes from the Masechet Sofrin, Moshe Mishulis from the Masechet Sofrin, they have to marry up next to Yosef Akol. They have to show the scab of the Sefer Torah to all the people in the school. As he says in the Masechet Sofrin, you should not be in Yosef, marry up next to Yosef, La'am ha'omdim v'imino v'lishmolo u'machzim ha'lefam v'l'lachlo. Not just a little bit of that, a little bit of that from the Sefer, where there's each thing over there. But the Ramban quotes from the Masechet Sofrin, שמצווה לכל האנשים זה האנשים ולמן אנחנו דברים לילה על כך שר בסביל קצר ובסביל ולכלוה ולונה וזו שאתה יעשו את המי שבגמר זה חיים רבי זה אדם זה אדם תקל את לא להי תקל את מי שביה בנפיש זה תקל את דם בעמי זה קורא לי מנס לך את פסק זה תקל את מי שמגיינים זה נשמע שמגמר אבל זה מגיינים So the one interpretation that you tell me said is that this passage refers to the Chazon. So one of those Chazons should do a good job. If he doesn't do a good job, then he's cursed by the Torah. Oh, Hashem, let up and do that Torah. This is not the Pasuk Shat. The Pasuk is only Ramach. The Pasuk Shat is the second Mandoma. But from the fact that he has, that he says, Yom Ha-Berach Ha-Abodah. Ha-Berach Ha-Gash, the Ramban said. Yom Ha-Berach Ha-Abodah is a Chazon. He doesn't do Ha-Berach. Long shot, he doesn't do Hagdah well, and then the first shot, the Ramban, that's the Ramban long shot, when you hear it, means the guy does Hagdah. Then the first shot is the Hagdah means the God doesn't himself is the people telling him the Unkurdish, that he doesn't have him standing well, so they may fall down in the Unkurdish. Ain't a Mamido in the Unkurdish. And he says, no, he thinks the big shot goes on the one of their time. This is what Dr. Reshik said, that based on this, Yerushalmi, based on this Ramban, you understand why the world has a lotion in Megillah, that Hamadbiya makes us crash and ever pull on. But whoever gets an Aluniyah gets reward. He didn't listen. But when he gets hot there, he gets cars, and they get all the people who got all the aliyah. In some places, the Mother Avon says, in some places, they're diminished in the Chazer of always the Chazer. When I learned in the Mirim Shiva, they always have to give the love. Like Avon Kamar, they always have to give them Chazer. Every day. Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. Every day we get hot. We can hope then. So in the Kamar, in the days of the Gemara, the same person who got hot there, he was in it. No, no. In the days of the Gemara, one person got hot and he did the whole job and stuff. And then the Pope can say that his man is there, and he's divided up to two people, so there's a machlokes, who is the Iker, which is the Iker mitzvah, the Hadzer or Gluvis. And the Rosh HaFos can hold that the Hadzer is the Iker Tzchad. That's how it generally is.
Why?
Yeah. Something like that. Otherwise, the way we do is very hard. Very difficult to do Hagdun. But the Gemara doesn't talk about a guy doing Hagdun on his knees.
He has to
just
sit on his knees to roll it up and tie it up. So that is very difficult to do that. That I can't just sit there and not all
Friday. Maybe that's only Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. Because Rashi gives the whole description of a guy doing Hagdun together on his knees, and he should be careful. He's going to do Gemara. Hold this one, the other one is going to fall down. The other eight kinds don't fall down on the floor. So he says, no. Should do the windows from the outer eight kinds, not from the inner eight kinds. Roll up to the inner one, But the one that's further out than it needs is going to pull on the
phone.
Yes. That's how Rashi describes the guy's ability to do admirable work again. But Rav Soloveitchik suggested that perhaps that's why the Gemara has such a great reward for the one who does have the before that has a relish in the Chumash. Even though it's not the Shukr Shamikro, some like the Rambam like that, there has others. But if you have a Dinda Rabban that has an Asnach and a Tosin, so the Prima Gwede writes in Tzicha Salele, that it's more Chosin than a plain Dinda Rabban. They tell you, he writes that in the Mosh. They tell you, he has in Tshuva that Shmita Bezman Hazor also. He writes that a Dinda Rabban has an Asnach, is more harsher than a plain Dinda Rabban that doesn't have an Asnach. But the Rabban says that the end of Pshat is the other opinion in Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says that Bezun Shalmata, Bezun Shalmata, and these Rabbanim, or the Yeshiva, or the president of the shul, or the president of the SOI, or someone who's in a position that he can do a physical thing, they can make a strong job, they can make a different job. The editor of the newspaper, where do you do a physical thing? Instead of using his power to do a physical thing, he's a Mr. Schmier, like yesterday, everybody should put him down, and he should think that he needs to do courses and more shearing and more things for physical thing. If a person is in the position where he has that ability, and he doesn't use his ability for the right purposes, he's glad he gets up and holds a dresser, holds a sermon on some politics or something. Now he's a factory. Instead of doing a strong blog or a super strong thing, instead of putting out the paper in the newspaper, they start attacking members of the administration and students and fighting with the other schools and they're telling that some nice guy, and they're not doing anything positive. That's called horror. I share the welcome to do that to us as well. So he says, come, and the one who's in the position and does it is the Frau Bella. That's what the Ramban explains on his phone.
Before,
well, Hadd is mentioned in his mother also. He mentions how Mabdiya Mekos Christ and Eichus Kudu. Yeah, Mechaba is like the Sardim. Mechaba writes to Eichus Hadd before Kriya Chatzah. Because that would be a minute. And I mean, he was to do Hadd after Kriya
Chatzah.
You have to see Mitzvah. Because you have to admire Mitzvah. The Emino, the Dismolo, or Mabdiya, the Son of the Yachlov, Shemitzah, the Chola, Anoshim, Anoshim, Lichroa. Leave us at Shabbat, the Chlob, and then there's a fresh to some of the game. That's what he said. The Badan was it. The Sida Shachar and Sirim should try to read a Shabbat. Sometimes you try to read a word that starts with the same letter as your name. And so your name is on, which looks at passage that says, starts with the letter R. Okay. Whatever language it says, it's written. Give a minute. The Rambam doesn't mention that. He just says Lechraya and today's Zay Sato. The Rambam has that that's the Tzvuku Shamikro. The Rambam says Tzvuku Shamikro. We probably have two children on the phone. One child is a girl and a cousin. And once I go to the Bible from Master, you start to go to the Bible, you have two interpretations of what that means. If Rabban says, don't tell me, you should put it in the terms in such a way that we've seen before. When you hear that that's not meaning, the long time I can use it, I get hard. That's what you mean. So he says, well, both children are just a very hard brother. They go to the Bible. And the end of the chart is a second interpretation given by these charms and the first in the Bible from Master. But whoever is in a position of leadership, like the editor of the newspaper, the people who write on the chair, so the president could be SOI, the president could be the shooter, the president of the shooter, the rabbi in the shooter, the president of some Jewish organization, the president could be our leader, the president of the synagogue council, whatever Jewish organization they are. Whoever has the ability to do a physical campaigner and doesn't do it, it's just not honored.
The first development is not honored.
Never learn. The guy finishes learning Yeshiva,
and then he goes and gets a job, he never learns. He should never learn at all. It's a certain issue that he was absolutely never fulfilled whatsoever, zero to happen. He's lazy. He's in the collapse of a certain issue. He just never fulfilled. He got tailored. It's a deal in Gemara, it's in a homily, but whenever you buy a pot of tin, when it's a company, you have to be paid 11 and 6. A lot of people don't bother to do it in Europe. A lot of people go from the Israeli family and get the bottle in this. The guy takes the list from the family, he just never supposed to think it's zero. He just never does anything. Because the installer says that that's what she's trying to do. If the guy wants to allow, he violates my way of function, how wants to allow. I'm going to do that now, and I'm going to make sugar, or I'm going to do sugar, The guy who absolutely never fulfills that duty. Who are pressured to go there because he goes unrighteous? And the person discussed this idea that the son of Israel. When does a person violate the law of Baal Tigra? That's what they discuss. When does one violate the law of Baal Tigra? Does mean that, say, a person wears a sin and the son has three parashiyas in him? That's Baal Tigra. So the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah got. I saw Rosh Hashanah in the third period, said that that's not about people. He just didn't do the mitzvah. And what about the four parishes I'm asking for this? I said he wears the talis that only has three cities. He doesn't have any cities on the fourth corner. So that's not about people. He just wears the talis in the first city. It's not about people. Yeah. The Raja says no, then it cannot be Baltigra. The Raja says that's not Baltigra. The Raja says that it's not Baltigra. If you do a mitzvah, which you should have done on the Moshe. The Mishnah has the following Moshe Baltigra. The Mishnah is walking forward by the Gemara there, and Rosh Hashanah has the following Moshe Baltigra. A person is supposed to be very kind in his day after 4 matanis by Kabbalah Chazaka. 2 matanis by many other Kabbalahs. But if you have it, if you only does one reason, then he would be very sick. But if you have it, only one reason is natural. So what if he goes ahead knowing that he's supposed to do 4 reasons or 3 reasons, and he only does one reason? So then he violates that figure, because there he fulfills it, so did he well on. So let's say he's supposed to live through with 4 parishes and one goes through with 3 parishes. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah. He's about to live through, see? He's supposed to live through with 4 parishes in the 4 quarters, and he only had 3. He gets the about to live through with 6, but not about to live
through. Well, you know, you
But if a person doesn't mix with their eyes, it could be wrong. He doesn't mix with his later. The Chachkino should have done it like this. But he has, he does it with less. But the Chalitza of the Chachkino should have Kriya Tatsukin in the Kikla and Chalitza Tatsando. And the other, if he didn't do the Kriya Tatsukin and didn't do it in the Kikla, he only had the Chalitza Tatsando. But the other, the Chalitza is good, he goes to the mitzvah. The people don't bother to do the mitzvah bishlanu, so they don't bother to get a chumash to say the Kriya Tatsukin to do the Kikla. He just did a Chalitza Tatsando and finished. In such a case, they were yes to the mitzvah, but he has a big law, they were yes to the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. So let me tell you, sir, that then in that case, we've already got that big law. Because they did a mitzvah, they liked a big law. How many cases of the mitzvah they liked to do the mitzvah? Not too many, but there are a few, not too many. People who have curly can love them. The less of the base of life, there's a person who has curly, what we do. The person who has curly, they can't do a violating about big. They said, anyway, I said, sure, you're violating about Tigra. I said, let's stop wearing scissors. He said, no, I said, there's a license. He won't wear scissors, and he won't fulfill any scissors. So he wanted him to come to scissors. But after he had scissors, he's going to the license about Tigra. So he said, no, because he has to be kind of man. It's not the rabbi.
No, the rabbi is not the rabbi.
That's why we're allowed to say that to the Chalitza. If you would have the Chalitza and you wouldn't put it on, that would be called Yatsu Lekayim Shneim.
And he wouldn't say that to the Chalotah. Because he told the Ramutzi, because they are physically unable to fulfill the Chalot, to fulfill the mission of Mishnah Mutza, the report is about any Baltigra, we have to do without Chalot, because we don't have it. Therefore, we allow it to the Chalotah. That's what the Ramutzi said.
Why don't we stop
talking about Chalot? Thank you, Professor. Only if you fulfill the mission, then you do have Chalot. That's my first vision of that collection. To do a mitzvah deraisa in such a fashion that in the Vatu mitzvah is that called Balfaisa. And you should not do things to be holding that up. If you find Balfaisa, I'll tell you that I do a mitzvah deraisa to give you honor. I do a mitzvah deraisa to take that. But if you honor the perspective closes my actions to be Vatu and the Vatu, if you don't see my mitzvah, then it's not called Balfaisa, it's not called Balfaisa. So let that person never fulfill a certain mission. Just never let it fill me, never tell you can, never does a certain mission. But that's not a violation of our signal. That means the government is the right to be yours. But the person just neglected it because he didn't about that mission. So the son of many persons thought the son of Allah, they say that this would be a violation. I think that in the end of that course, that would be a violation of this part of God, so they look and see that third of this. But a person is a woman and God's effort. He always violates a certain thing, he just never admits it. He just never admits it about that thing. So in addition to the fact that he's going to burn in Gehenna, there's one room in Gehenna for violating that thing, he's going to burn in another room in Gehenna for violating his thing. Or else I'll yuck him. Hit the guy that was just violated out there 25 times, so he's going to punish him 25 times. But in his whole lifetime, he had the opportunity to fulfill the mission 25 times. And our principle, he violated it 425 times, but he never cared about that mission, not that he had the eight hours. He had 36 times. An additional context, if you don't care about one of the missions of the failure, that's another I shall not have to do that failure as well.
I'm
aware
that
this
is
the way you
live in the center of the world. So, if you have a view to do something, then I plan to have to do it. So, even if it's a key, we're supposed to do it. But this is
because you're going
to make the human, if you don't wear
a full
garment, you don't have to do it. So are you allowed to place yourself in your place when you
do it? Actual circumstances. You know, it says that if you wear a garment of linen, you are obligated to put in jizus and put in chelos. You know, the chelos must be dry chelos and it must be semer. So you must have that put in semer in the garment of jizus, ice clay. So it must be there to break a low sentence. So he says, let him not wear the whole garment. Let him buy a written garment.
Yeah.
Special attention. So he says, that's not for special attention. The question, why not?
I'm not sure if you're going to see this, but in most garments, you can't wear it.
But they said, you can't tell a guy, there's nothing restricting him, there's no law against wearing linen garments. There's just a law against wearing cologne. So the guy puts on his linen garment, it's half a gummer. And once he puts on the linen four-corner garment, which is half a gummer, then he becomes obligated to wear 50. So then he takes off the garment right away, puts on the 50, then he puts it back on.
You can't tell
them
not to.
Right. We're in the highest.
We say that
it's good. That's the difference. We recommend that little Hasidus to do it.
Right.
Why not? Yes, why not? We're going to have
to
write another
one. It's better to do that than even keep
my yourself alone. Yes. Yeah. Hesed Echel Hesed is a perfectly good Hesed. There's no thing you have to try to avoid it.
You know, saying more than you have to do one more than
whatever it is, the mutter. This is mutter. It's not going to be managed for the way it says, it's half a drummer. It's just an ashara with a clear winch of it, whatever it is, the life is half a drummer now. If he does it, so he has no ownership at all for the other reason. He's not there.
No, but how difficult for the tomorrow about not getting on the boat to wait the week because you're not going to have to do the
mutter for the year. The mutter is not the mutter. The end of the week is also mutter, the mutter is not the mutter. If we go on the boat the end of the week, we could be shrewd enough to go to Yugnay to jail or something, go to Yeshiva for my The north is the mathematics is not in the other way. But that's all mathematics. Here we go. That's the Castellan. The issue about this week's said is not so much the Majishani about the way you shoot for the Melidim in the Midra, the issue is about the Tereshah. The Mora says that Ezra made a Tachana, that you have to learn the Tereshah before Avishana, and you have to learn the Tereshah before Shavuot. So in addition to the regular team of Kriyat Adair issues, we have the special Tachana Tereshah that we fulfill of learning the Tereshah. What is the theme of the Tereshah? The theme is, the Ramban is from the Humash, that, and he says this is one of the statements of our Eminah. And he says, whoever doesn't believe in this, doesn't know the agency of the Jewish religion. Because we believe that the Jewish nation has a Hanhova Mitzvah, Lamala Min HaTeva. The Teva, nature, the Shole, I don't know where grass grows, I don't know where the stars move in the sky, I don't know where the animals are born, down, so on. Teva Shole on chemistry, on physics, on the whole world. There are rules and regulations of Teva. But the Ramban explains that there are rules and regulations of Teva on history as well. That HaKadosh created the world with historical laws also. And all of the other Ummah Sayyidam are Tacha Shlita Tacha Chodva HaMazorah, so the Gemara says the rise and fall of any country is dependent on the regulations of history. And if a person would know physics well, if a person knows astronomy well, which would be when an eclipse is going to happen, if a person knows any rules and regulations of history well, it would predict when the United States will fall. And when the British government will collapse, and when Russia will take over the other country. So it's like people haven't studied that going on. Okay, whatever's going to happen, if the guy knows the rules and regulations of history, he'll be able to predict. Because one exception goes to Ramban of the Jewish people, that the Hanhokir, that after the Bohu has, for the Bnei Yisrael is completely the Malam and Atevah. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Shabbat, the whole studio, not a phrase. But in Mazal Yisrael, that the Jewish nation is not Tachas Shlita Tachas Chod Mahamazonim, that the Hanhaga with the Jews is completely Lamana Me'atev of why? He says, you read the Tachas in Baruch in 1977, what does it say? That if you fulfill the mitzvahs, the economy in the United States will straighten out. And if you do our various, the economy will crumble. The government will collapse. Does that make sense? And it still doesn't make sense. All things don't make sense. But does it make sense that if the people are religious, then the economy works? And then they'll stay in our storms. And if they're not religious, then it's false. You should say, if they have the good economists running the country, then it'll work. You know, the Torah doesn't say that. It says, if you do the mitzvahs, you'll be much clearer in our storms. If you are there, if you will be punished, the economy will suffer, you'll be chased into government. This is this whole story where the Torah is described. It's completely in the mind of an upset. It doesn't make sense at all. There is, it doesn't have to make sense. That the history of the Jewish nation is completely folly, and whether they're fulfilling God's will, they're doing our best. You have a favorite to start with.
In other words, if the economy is very good, he might be able to solve, the bottom
country. But he points out that the terrorist says that that's not enough. Why is another rule so long? That's all it depends on. And the rules and regulations of history and forever. By the nature, it's not so. Completely not. Then the Ramban has another famous comment on the terrorist, and he says, he writes both in his commentary on Chumash and in the Sefer HaGrula, and he thinks that the Torah has two purposes, the one in the end of Baruchon, the one in Tisova and Zorin, that the two are Mechuvim Keneged, the two Chodonim. That the one in Baruchon is Mechuvim Keneged, the goal of Zorin, Mechuvim by Zishon, and the one in Zorin is Mechuvim Keneged, the goal of, that we have right now, the goal of Zedon, and so the goal of non-Christian, Zedon is a Christian. And the Ramban says that's all, the one in two purposes, the one in two goals. And after the group, in the second goal, there will not be another goal. I keep it as the conscience. What about that Kirchhoff? That Kirchhoff established a government and then they took the government away. And some of the answers that that's not considered a government. That's in history books, he goes down as a merit of Kirchhoff. He's driving a nice, he's acting a living room in that way. He was minting coin, not going to Balabos. But the nice, he's still under the Roman rule. He was trying to revolt against the Roman government. In history books, he calls it a merit of Kirchhoff. The result of our question was not called the government. It was an attempt to establish a government. And I say now, in the history books, they call these the merit of the Jewish. What is it, a merit against him? The Jews up and told him that it was done that. Not under the control of some other nation. The United Nations don't control everything so now. It's under the Jewish control. And the Jews are having a hard time there. It's just like our Jewish government now. So the whole point of this Ramban claims that we have a half prophet in the Torah, that the government in Israel will not be taken away from the Jews. Based on this, he says that the Ramban writes in the Shefa of Miller, whoever doesn't believe in Israel, he's taken all of the Jews. So he says that all the Shefa have a Jewish. All the Shefa have a Jewish. That the only two are done it, and after the government will be reestablished for a third time, and so will not be taken away from the Jews. Better talk that the Rambam will be true.